of Yud Aleph, Chesed Avon. This Midah, like, so we have to try and learn it through. If you remember last time, we were talking Titan Emes Liyakov. When we said Titan Emes Liyakov, the Emes is to go Lifnim Mishur Sadin Alpi Din. Alpi Yosher is to, like the Beinanim, we explain, like the Yaakov, as against Israel, act with Lifnim Mishur Sadin. Namely, the Emes is to take it a little bit further, to act Lifnim Mishur Sadin. This is a similar quality here, Chesed Lavon. Emes Liyakov is to go Lifnim Mishur Sadin, and that's the Yosher. This takes a little bit further, and it goes on the same point of Lifnim Mishur Sadin, but it goes to a further degree, a higher degree of Lifnim Mishur Sadin. You'll see. Heima Mitznagim Ba'olam Lifnim Mishur Sadin. People who act Lifnim Mishur Sadin, Kavrom Avinu. Now, this is a higher level than Emes Liyakov. We'll see in the second half. Gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misnaigi Mohem Lifnim Mishur Sadin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu similarly acts Lifnim Mishur Sadin. Meaning, if a person goes further than the letter of the law, last week we say Tikta Emes Liyakov, according to the Yashus, the din is such and such, and now he goes a little bit further than that. That's Emes Liyakov. Chesed La'avon goes even further than that. In what way? Eina Man Midi Mohem Hadin Al Tokfo. He doesn't look at the din. Af lo b'derech ha-yosher, not b'derech ha-yosher, ela nichnas imoim lifnim min ha-yosher. This is further than Yashus that we said last time. We said maybe a person has done something and therefore you act lifnimish. According to the din, you're right to act a little bit more like strict with him, but you can go lifnimish. This goes even higher than that. In what way? Af lo b'derech ha-yosher, ela nichnas imoim lifnim min ha-yosher. But he goes even further than that. K'mo shehem misnagim, v'haynu chesed la'avorom. HaKadosh Baruch Misnai Zabidus HaChesed Im Oysam Shehem Kamai Avram V'Hisnagusa. Let me explain what's going on here. Maybe we can explain with some psukim and why in the Chumash, and I'll explain what I think is going on here. Let's take the Maisa. We're saying that Chesed Avram is higher than Titin Emes Liyakov because you're going further than the letter of the law. You're doing an act of Chesed like Avram. I'll give you some examples of Avram Avinu. That's how I think it applies. You remember by the Maisa with Avraham Avinu, when he went to the war, and he went to save Lot, and Melech Sodom was saved as well. And Avraham Avinu had tremendous Yata Dishmaya. He picked up dirt and it turned into arrows. It was an incredible milchoma. Then the king of Sodom came by, and he was drowning in a pit, and Avraham Avinu walked back, and he came out of the pit, and they saw that Avraham Avinu was like a Baal Moifes. So they made Avraham Avinu, they called him like a Nasi Elokim. They called him great names, and they wanted him to be their leader. And Avraham Avinu had taken captives and money from them because he won the war. And he'd taken from the five kings, and he was successful in it. And now everything belonged to him because he had taken the booty. But look at the psukim here. In Perit Yud Dalet, Pasuk Yud Ches, we learn as follows. After the war, Malki Tzedek came out to greet Avraham Avinu. It was actually shame. And the pasuk says, "Umalki tzedek melech shalem hoiti lechem v'yayin, v'hu chayin le'el elyon, v'yivolchei v'yemer baruch avom le'el elyon, kodei shemayim ba'oretz, u'baruch el elyon asher migein tzorech v'yodech, v'yitein l'masa mikol." Avraham Avinu, because he was a kohen, gave maisa to Malki Tzedek. He gave him from the spoil that he had taken from the war. Meaning that Avraham Avinu owned all this property. Out comes Melech Sodom and he sees what's going on. El Avraham, ten li ha-nefesh v'alchush lach-loch. Avraham looks at Melech Sodom and he says to him, "Listen, give me the people and you take the property." What does he mean by that? What was the king of Sodom worried about? He saw all his property being given over. That Avraham Avinu was acting as a ba'alim, which he was the ba'alim of it, because he had captured everything. But in reality, he wanted something himself, because he was losing everything, Melech Sodom. What did Avraham Avinu say? Avraham Avinu el Melech Sodom, harimoisi yodei el Hashem, keel elyon, kodesh ha-mayimoisi, im yichut me'atzvoich. No, take everything. What do you mean he gave everything to Melech Sodom? He saw behind Melech Sodom that he didn't want to give over to Avraham. Avraham Avinu was acting like the Balabais, and he was giving over Maisa to Malki Tzedek. So Melech Sodom comes forward and says, "Hey, listen, they're taking everything. So listen, give me the people, and I'll take, and you take the money." And in other words, Avraham Avinu saw behind it. He acted with chesed to Melech Sodom and said, "No, you take everything. I won't take anything at all. And again, I don't want money from you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make me rich, not from you. That's already Chesed Lavom. He saw behind the intention of Avom of Melech Sodom that he was concerned about his money. So he said, take it all. I don't need your money at all. And he gave over the Erevim. Take everything. But he kept the children. Why did he keep the children? To be Mashpia on the children. He kept the children, Avraham Avinu. So we see from this there was a chesed which Avraham Avinu did with Melech Sodom, which was not necessary, because really all belonged to him. He went further than that. You see the same thing by Ephraim as well. The mice with Ephraim, with the
he gave
Melech Sodom everything. Take all the money.
So in the beginning, he said, "I'll give Melech Sodom."
Acting like the band, because it was his.
He didn't give Melchizedek anything?
He gave him Melchizedek Maisa.
Well,
and then along comes Melech Sodom and he says, listen, give me the people. And everything's being taken away from him. He lost everything. Because Melech Sodom lost everything. Avraham Avinu captured everything. In that case, said Melech Sodom, give me the people, and you take the property. Let me have something from it. Avraham Avinu saw behind it and said, you take everything. Take all the money. I don't need anything at all.
Even the people?
No, he kept the children. Avraham Avinu kept the children, not the elders, but he kept the children to be, and they became the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, those children, and he brought them up in his way, meaning that Avraham Avinu went further than that. He said much, much further than that. He acted like he gave it over to him. Ephraim is the same thing. Do you remember the mice with Ephraim? When Ephraim came forward and Avraham Avinu wanted to buy the cave, and you have to listen very carefully to this because it's very interesting. Kof Gimel Yud. Maybe you don't know these diyukim in this cooking, but it's a beautiful diyukim here. Listen to this. Avraham Avinu now wanted to bury Sodom. Vayokam Avraham Yishtachul Amoris Livneches Vayidaber Itam Lema Im Yesh Esnafshechem Nikvoes Mesi Shuma'uni Ufigo Li Be'Ephraim Em Tzor Vayitel Li Maris HaMachpeila She'eloi. Now, the Ephraim Yoshev B'Soicha B'Neches, and Ephraim said L'chol Bo Yisharia. Listen to what he said. Ladini, Shema'eni. What do you mean Shema'eni? Shema'eni? What do you mean Shema'eni? Nasati l'chamor asher b'alecho, nasotatich. I'm giving you. What do you mean listen to me? I'm giving it you. What do you mean behind the giving? What do you mean listen to me? Shema'eni. What does Shema'eni mean? Vayishtach lov mifnei, vayedabe alefo, vosne v'nezim, achi matolu Shema'eni. Listen to me. What's he saying? Listen to me here. Nasati akesef, kach mimeni, vayipos, he said, no, take money. Avon Mimim said, no, Shema'uni, listen. Melech said, he said to him, Ephraim said to him, give me, Shema'uni, listen to me, I'm going to give it you all. Avon Mimim heard behind the words of Ephraim, really what he was asking for, is he wanted money for it. He wasn't really giving it to him. The Shema'uni means listen to me. Avon Mimim said, listen to me, I'll pay you a reasonable sum. I'll pay you a reasonable sum for the money. To which Ephraim said, "Vayishma Avraham el Ephraim, vayishkal Avraham Ephraim es hakesef asher dibeh b'ozen v'enecheis." Then Ephraim turns around and says to him, "Listen, Avraham el shekel kesef bein yuvenecho. This is extortionate price. What do you mean, Shema'uni?" Avraham Avinu heard behind the words of Ephraim, he really wanted a fortune, so he paid him 400 shekel, Avraham el shekel, which was an extortionate price of money. And he went further than necessary, Avraham Avinu. His middah was to go even more than that. That's the Chesed Avraham. Chesed Avraham means, I hear what you mean by Shema'uni. What you really mean behind the words is that you want money for it. And that's why Avraham Avinu said, take the whole thing over it. He went over that, overboard with it, Avraham Avinu. That's the Shema'uni here. The point is further than that. Chesed Avraham is more than Titel Emes. Emes Liyakov means according to the din. But Avraham Avinu went even further than that. He gave it to him. He gave Melech Sodom all the money. He said, take all the money, I don't need it.
Even though he wasn't Jewish.
Yeah, because he saw behind it all. He saw there was something behind what Melech Sodom was saying. It wasn't necessary, it was his.
But, well, Hesed, as we do today,
It wasn't Magia.
No, the non-Jewish people?
Pashtas, Avraham Avinu went much further than that. They say later on by, why did he act like that? Remember when Yitzchok, later on, when Avraham Yitzchak had a famine, he had no food, so he wanted to go down to Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, stay in Eretz Yisrael and I'll look after you, because your father Avraham was Vayishma Mishmati, he kept my watch. What does it mean, he kept my watch? He acted in Chesed like I act in Chesed. Avraham Avinu was Hashem's representative of Chesed in the world. So he acted further than that. That's Mishmati. Mishmati means Avraham Avinu acted in Chesed much more than normal people do. That's a Chesed over and above the Emes Liyakov. That's the Chesed Avraham, which is much, much more than that. And that's the meaning of the Chesed Avraham. In other words, even though it wasn't necessary, Avraham Avinu acted like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayishma Mishmati, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yitzchak, your father kept my Mishma. I act in Chesed, Olam Chesed Yibaneh, and Avraham Avinu acts like that. And that's why you don't have to go down to Mitzrayim. I'll look after you here. And that was a promise which was made. So Emes Yaakov is our Pihadin. Chesed Avraham is much, much further than that. You'll see in which way it goes. That's the middle of it. Gam ha'odom im heyois she'im kol odom yihyeh misnaig b'chet tzedek uv'yoyshe uv'mishpat. Okay, so a person acts normally. You have the safety. You haven't had the safety. Normally, he acts with people in people im atovim mechasadim tiyeh hanhogal esadiflim mishar esadim. The correct way of behaving is acting lifnim mishar esadim al pi emes im sha'ar ha'odom. But for other people, hayosablan ktsas. But for tzaddikim, you act in a different middle of chesed. The yirachim aleihem likanis imayhem lifnim mishuras hadin, shehu misnai bo im sha'or adam. In other words, how you act with certain people is one level of chesed, but there's a higher level of chesed. There's a chesed to act with beinanim, meaning you help them, you give them lifnim mishuras hadin. But with tzaddikim and chasidim, you act even higher than that in the chesed. There are different levels of chesed how you act with people. For example, someone comes around collecting. In the shul, so you give him a shekel maybe. Someone comes down, you see a Talmud Chacham, you don't give him a shekel, you give him more. You have to be able to distinguish in Chesed between Pshutei Ha'am and Tzadikim. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. He divides up his Chesed. You don't do the same Chesed to everybody. You might say it's like maybe going against V'ahavt al-Recha Kamoicha. It's not, because Kamoicha means you act in the Pnumishas into everybody, but you divide up your Chesed. You don't act the same way. Avraham Avinu went much further than that. But the Talmud Devarah is saying that you have distinguish. You have to distinguish. He saw behind. I only want to give an example of Avraham Avinu's chesed. He saw behind what they meant, and therefore he gave it to them. He gave them the property. But what the Talmud Devarah is saying here is a person has to be able to distinguish between chesed to normal people and chesed to tzaddikim. The tzorshi yu elu chashuvim lefonov ma'od ma'od v'chavivim lo im v'heim yihyu me'an shechavei rosso. You have to treat people who are tzaddikim with a higher level of chesed than the normal people. That's what he's saying here. There's a different level. Titel emes le'yakov means al pi yosha, al pi din, you act with people in a correct way. But when it comes to tzaddikim, you have to act more. It's a beautiful, I remember I saw in his papers on Matisyov brought down Shia Bari. He explained that the Ponovitch Rov was accused of taking in his yeshiva only children of rich people and children of Talmidei Chachomim. And he didn't take people from Sam homes. He took only his yeshiva. So they asked him, why do you do that? He said, I heard from the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim held that for people, sons of Rabbonim, who do tovos for Klal Yisrael, Rabbonim serve Klal Yisrael, so they have a preference. And people who have given money to yeshiva have that cause that tov to them. So I take those people first, and other people I don't take. I distinguish between my chesed. Chofetz Chaim told the Ponovitch Rov that no, you do distinguish in the yeshiva. You have to know that if someone has a son and is given money to yeshiva, you have a chayva b'chayv b'chayv to him. If someone is a father is a rov and he serves Klal Yisrael, so they have a preference for him for these people. So the Maisa told that the son of the Ponovitch Rov, Bev Avraham, a boy came to him to apply to yeshiva, and he didn't take him. He didn't want to take him, and the father had. There was no money there, and there was no yichus at all. The son of the father, Joab, didn't want to take him. So along came the uncle of the bacha and said, "Here, I'll give you $10,000. Take my nephew into yeshiva." Panavishwar said, "What? No one. We never took money. Put bochum in here for money. We don't take people for money. Hakos haton we have, but someone says take the money and take the bacha. We don't work like that in our yeshiva." If you would have given me $1,000 a year ago, then I would have taken the boy. It's a preference. But Stam to come along and say, here's $10,000 and take him, we don't take for that. But if you have a chayv of hakoras hatov, that's different. If you have hakoras hatov to a parent, or a child is a child of Rabbonim, so then he gives to Klal Yisrael, then I feel I have a chiyuv to these people more. There is a distinguishing level between chesed. You have to treat certain people with preference. So that's what the Talmud Devarah is saying here. Your chesed is not the same to everybody. For example, the Maisa with Hillel, with a ger, the Gemara in Shabbos, where the ger came to him and said to him, before Shabbos, is Hillel, have the question, to alter the questions which he asked. What would have happened if it would have been Mamash before Shabbos? Hitler wouldn't have treated the ger that way. He said, I'm sorry, I have to go and down for Shabbos, because he made time for him before Shabbos. But if he would be literally before Shabbos, you have to distinguish it. Shabbos comes first. In other words, you have to, if it was Kavlonis as well, you have to know, with all the middos, you have to know how to grade it according to who you're dealing with. If you're giving money out to people, you don't give the same amount of money to everybody. But Talmid Chochem comes along and he hasn't got money, or he's a person who helps the tzibur, so there's a preference for that person. Why? Because he gives to the community. You follow the point? It's not the same chesed to everybody. And that's the point here, what he's being, the Talmid Chochem is saying out. You have to know how to grade how much chesed you're doing. Chesed la'avor means that you go further to people who are tzaddikim. Is a lower level, and there are different levels which one has to enter.
How do you see that?
Let me see. Sorry, by who?
How do you see that? You make a differentiation by Avraham Avinu himself.
Avraham Avinu acted in a much higher level of chesed. He saw behind the words of that was really Tita Emes Liakov, what he did, what Avraham Avinu did. But his level of behavior of chesed was much, much higher than that. But when we act in chesed, I learn from the Talmud Devora that we have to be able to distinguish between them.
That's different than what Avraham did.
No, I think so. I think what Avraham Avinu did was, maybe that was more Titin Emes Liakov. He went Nifnim Mishur Asadim. But he acted with chesed because his behavior was a chesed, was tremendous chesed. His behavior was. But how much is a person b'chuyub to show chesed to other people? What the Talmud Devora is saying is you have to be able to distinguish between people. Let's look at it again. With everybody you act with tzedek and mishpat. You act lifnim mishur hasadin. That means with normal people. Al pi yoshe you must act lifnim mishur hasadin. V'im l'sha'ar adam hayosav lon katzas le'elu yoseh ve'yoseh. To more with sablonas. V'yirachim aleihem v'yikonis lehem lifnim mishur hasadin. Shul misnaig bo im sha'ar adam. You must treat Talmid Chachamim more than that. That's chesed lavor, that's more. You must realize that there's a graded level. It's not that you have to learn halachot kamoich, it's not exactly the same. You don't know how to treat people. Different people in certain ways. You don't give the same amount of money to everybody in Sangha. Sometimes people give a gush, some people give 20. I know in the mirror people come around collecting money. You see, if it's a time of chokh and he's coming around asking for money, you don't give him a shekel, you give him more than that. So you have to know. Certain people have preference for it. Some sofer gave an answer to that, that if a person sees, for example, something falling on top of him, top of his head, so chasam sofer, it's comparable to what you do. You put your hand there to protect yourself. Something's wrong, but the hand will get hurt, but not the head. The head is ikka. So you protect yourself by your hands. The head is ikka. So you protect the hands will get hurt as well, injured, but you don't. You stop yourself by your hands. Either hands will, but it's not the head. The head is the whole goof of the person, the whole neshan. So you take preference for something which is more important. So with chesed, you have to know how to distinguish between the two of them. That's the difference between it here. So what I wanted to show you is how it comes out is Chesed Avraham, I think in this pasuk here. Tov Ayin Hu Yivoyach. I wanted to show you the pasuk of the Gaon in Mishlei. Have a look at this pasuk. Tov Ayin Hu Yivoyach. A person with the good eye carries a bracha. Ki nosa nilachma ladon. Because he gives from his bread to the dog. Have a look what the Gaon says on this. The Gaon has a beautiful diak on this pasuk. Tov Ayin Hu Yivoyach. Someone who has a good eye is benched. That's not the point I wanted to show you. If you have a mezuman, the person with a good eye is the person who leaves the mezuman. Toiv ayin hu yevorech, not yevorech, but yevorech. Who has the mezuman? The bal habayis, because he has guests here, so he is mevorech. Because he gave from his bread to a poor person. What's the connection, the relevance at the end of the pasuk to the beginning of the pasuk? Tov ayin hu yevorech, because losa lachma midol, v'hanira d'ha'inyan hu k'mo she'omu v'sech t'vochas, dorash rabaviro, omu malachi ashos lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ibonu shalaylam. It says in the Torah, you don't take any bride. But you do show preference in Klal Yisrael. Amar lehem b'chilo esaponim b'Yisrael. Should I not show preference to Klal Yisrael? Shekosavti lehem b'toyro b'achalta b'savoto b'irachto. This is the raya. That why? Because when it says in the benching, b'achalta b'savoto b'achalta b'hei medaktikim ha'alatzman ad kazayis ad kabeitza. The Gemara says that when people bench, they don't just the savoto. If you have the shear b'kazayis, so they have the shear b'kabeitza, then you bench b'chasamozayin. So the Gemara asks the question, b'hotamur, lama oma kazayis b'rishon. If you're saying kazayis, ha'kazayis pochas mikabeitza. The kevnish medaktikim ad kazayis, kol shekein b'shad kabeitza, yedaktiku. What do you mean? If a person is going to make birchas hamazon on a kazayis, of course you make it on the beitza. So what does it mean, ad kazayis, ad kabeitza? Why do you make a mezuman on it says v'savota, but actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I show favor to Klal Yisrael. Why? Because they bench even on a kazayis. They bench on a kazayis, which is not v'savota. On that, therefore, I'll show favor to them because they bench even though they have a smaller tzir. But the Gaon asks the Kashra, if they bench on a kazayis, they certainly bench on a beitza. V'oil halozehu mama Hashem umi ikasveika kameshmaya. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have a doubt on it? Loma ad kazayis ad kabeitza. What is the real measurement? What is the measurement? Do you bench on the kazayis or do you bench on the beitza? What is the shear? How much do you bench for? The zo plug to the common. The das sefosai bohu milalo. But oid loma heshiv lahem zois hachuma. The dafka halo yesh oid kama. The kama chumas yesh mil yisrael. There are many chumas which Klal Yisrael keep. Why is this chosen as the one, as the person who should bench? Al atzmon kamo tipas dal kachaldel. Klal Yisrael are makpid by a woman with a nida. Shechmiu al atzmon benois Yisrael. But to the maisa, you don't need that. That's such a small measurement. But there are many chumas which Klal Yisrael keep. Why is it that the brocha is given dafka to someone who benches over kazayis, and that person carries a brocha? He's a bench. What's the mile of this brocha of this mezuman? V'nira tohochi perusha kamo shepirusha harif deshir shtei sudas. It's a most incredible chiluk which the Gaon brings down. What is possible? What are the questions here? The first question is, why do we say that the person who benches because he gives his bread to the oni? What's the connection? What's the chumah here? And why? Because on a kazayis, if you say it for kazayis, he should bench on a kazayis, on a beitza, if you say in kazayis. Why the two shiurim? Those are the questions which the Gaon has. And the answer is like this. The brilliant answer the Gaon says. The Gemara says that, the Rif says, the shiur, well, how much the shiur stay sudos? When a person is satisfied, it's yud ches groigos, which comes to six beitzim. It's 18 groigos, which comes to six beitzim. The Isa Bazaar, the Sholosh Beitzim Yesh Asor Zaysim. In three Beitzim, there are altogether 10 Kazaysim. Right? Three Beitzim, which we said is the Shia. Three Beitzim, already that comes to 10 Zaysim. Shehem Tisha Goygos, which is 9 Goygos. Hare Shah Zayis Pochas Mi Goygos, the Chelek Asiris. So a Kazayis is less than a Goygos of a tenth. How much is a suda which a person eats normally? It's three beitzim. That's a shear, which a healthy meal that you get. Which comes to 10 zaysim. If a person just has this measurement of three beitzim, which is 10 zaysim, then he's chayv in a toy because we're at a kazayis. When he eats for himself three beitzim, then he has a chiyah to bench. Shivoich Hashem al Mazoina, Kamoshanema, Bachata Basavoto Virachta, Loshan Yochin. Abon Yisrael, Nahim Kadoshim Haim. No, what do they do? Haim Chipsu Beneirois, Eich Legadlo Ulurimamo Yoise. But Achim Kushiyeshva Shir Haniskal El, when a person has 10 Zaysim, which is 3 Beitzes, what does he do? Who Yahada Achasor Kadeodim? He looks for 10 people, Kadeshi Yagia Lakal Achas Kazais, to give every person a Kazais, Vivalchu Bashem. And now I can make a mezuman with 10 people. So instead of eating all the food himself, what he does, he takes another 9 people, everyone has a Kazais, and he makes a bracha of the Zimun with a Shem Hashem. So that's going to Flimishu as Hadin. If he doesn't find 10 people, he doesn't eat by himself. If he can't find 10, at least he finds 3. And he gives to each person, so that means 3 kabeitzim. Should I not show favor to Klal Yisrael? Should I not show Yachalta B'Savota? I told them, Yachalta B'Savota, you eat a full meal of 3 kabeitzim. But they don't do that. They take the food and divide it up into 10 or divide it up into 3 so that it can make a mezuman. So I shouldn't show favor to them. עד כזייס תחילה ואחר כך עד תבייצה ובאם השיר כזייס כבייצה נשנס לגבי זימן זימן. And that's the reason why it says עד כזייס עד כבייצה, because Klal Yisrael do not eat all the food themselves. They divide the food up and give it out so that there's mezumim with a million or mezumim with three. So they divide the three beitzim up into ten or into three, so that they always make a mezumim. Ad kama mezamnin ad kazayis. Ve'ata lo kosher koi ahadodi the peirushu kach. The kashen noisim ponim batoira. They do go further in the halach. U'medaktikim bo gamani noisim. Therefore I show favor to them. וכשאינם נויסים פונים בתויר, כסיב אשר לא יסופונים, כמו שאומרו מלאכי, אשר אין לכם שוימים מסדלקי נויסים. וכמו שאומרו בשבס, בורך המוקרם שהולגו שלא נוספונים, זה פוסק יניחסו. If they don't show favor, then I don't. I don't favor them. וזהו שנאמר, טוב עין הוא יבורך. What does it mean יבורך? Why does a person, he gets a bracha? כלומר שקיבץ אחרים מסודוסו. He gives from his food to others, and that's the reason why he's yavorech. So the end of the pasuk is connected to the beginning. Tov ayin hu yavorech, hu yavorech. Why? Ki nosan lachmo ledal. He gives his food to the dal, and therefore he makes sure to bench Hashem in it. So therefore he shows preference to Hashem. I will show preference to him, and that's why it says yavorech. Yavorech. He carries the bracha because he is a mevorech, because he gives his food out to others. You follow, Shmuel?
I didn't follow the exact debate.
The shear of three sudas, of three kebetzin, is how much a person should have in order to be the sabota. How much is that? The sabota is three kebetzin. Now, if he has that amount, then instead of eating it all himself, he finds people to make a mezumen of 10 people, which is 10 kebetzin, and that's the minimum shear of a kazayas. Because when it says how much you need to bench, ad kazayis, ad kebeitza. So three beitzim comes to 10 kazayisim. So therefore he gives a zayis to everybody, and everybody has a kazayis. Or if he can't find 10, he finds another 2, and everyone has a beitza. So ad kazayis, ad kebeitza. So then he finds three people. But come what may, he doesn't eat it all himself. So he shows favor in order to make a mezumen, so he divides his food up. He gives his food to the aniyim to make a bracha, and therefore tov ayin hu yevoirach. Why does he carry it? Because he's the one who gives out his food to other people.
He sends kazayas and a beitza to show this mekuda
of a zuman, of a zimun, of a zimun to mechalik it, and that's what he does. He divides it up to show preference that he wants to give a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying a zimun by that. Kolamish kibet achem usudosai hu yevoirach. Mehashem, she yisal uponim, vahainu mipnei shenosan ledal, misudosa, gedei levorich basoro, oi bezimun shloisha, venosa ponim batoiro, velachen yisal Hashem pono, that's why Hashem will show favor to him. Ulfi mashadosh, altikre yavorich, elu yavorich, osi shapir, he carries the bracha, because he has such a good eye, he gives to other people. Shehu misha nosan misudosa lachen, kedei levorich bezimun, lachen hu yavorich b'yichas amosel, he should bench, he nosan nachma ledal, because he gives from his food to a poor person. And that's the mila of the person. Lifnim Mishuras Hadin, and that's the chesed which he gives out more than he really does. He doesn't have to. He can eat it all himself. But he doesn't eat it all himself. He makes sure it's divided up so that he can make a zimun. So, what do we learn from this mila? This is a mila of Lifnim Mishuras Hadin to act more with people who are chasidim. They go further than Lifnim Mishuras Hadin, which is last week Bishotitin Emes Liakov, which is Yashrus in Din. But to go further than that, which is the middle of Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu went much further than that. He did Chesed Lekulam. He did Chesed, which is even for people which weren't deserving. What the Talmud Devarim is saying is that a person has to know how to divide up his Chesed. How much Chesed do? You do Chesed according to who you're giving it to. If it's a person who's a Beinoni, so you just do a minimum, and that's Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. He brings down here, in the Peirush down here, when we say in on Shabbos morning, it's the Chus U'Misho. Look at the point here on Pei Gimel here. It means in the paragraph here. Lefi HaMavua. Lefi HaMavua, Nira. What we say in davening, we say as follows. Where's the Russian here? Second. It says it here, it's the Chus U'Misho. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's Kuf Lamed Aleph. I'm sorry, Shmuel. Next page. Kuf Lamed Aleph at the bottom, he says down here, Kuf Lamed Aleph. Al Pima Vo Yesh Davar, Mash Omer Omin, Zuchus U Mishne Ifne Kisa, Chesed Barach Mifne Chavoyda. There are two qualities. Zuchus U Mishah is Hanhog Al Anashim Beinanim, to act with Lifnim Mishuras Hadin in Yashus, the people who are Beinonim. That's Emes Yaakov. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Noimim Altsad Hamishpat Vayeshev Bavav. Chesed V'Rachamim Refei Kavoda Yan Hagal Anoshim Chasidim. How you behave with Tzadikim and Chasidim, you sat more with them. Shenoigim Lifnim Mishuras Hadin B'Midas HaChesed Avom. It's a higher level of Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. A person has to favor Talmidei Chachamim more than that. V'Imoyim Noig Hakadosh Baruch Hu Midas HaChesed V'Rachamim Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. You go further than that. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed to Tzadikim is more than the Chesed to Beinonim, and that's Chesed. That's Chesed V'Rachamim Lifnei Chavoido. Zuchus Umishar Lifnei Chisva is Yashus into Beinanim. To be V'Hatav, like Hillel did, for example, with the Ger, with a person who came to want to learn Torah. So he did that nicely with him. In other words, you behave Lifnei Chesed into Beinanim, but to Tamid HaChachomim even more. That's what the Ponovitch Rav said. That he said with his yeshiva, he favors those people. Sons of Rabbonim who've done so much for Klal Yisrael, I must show favor to them. Or people who've given money to the yeshiva beforehand, I must take that bocha in. Why? Because of Hakol HaTov. But someone comes and says, take money and I'll take this boy in. That's not a... We don't take bocha on money, but Hakol HaTov I do have. Someone says the bargains with me with money that I don't do. You see the tzad here. You have to know how to decide. It's like that with all middos, the mice. The person has to know how to temper with certain people, like we said last week, with a kala. Person has to kala noeva chasuda. How do you behave with a kala? You must go further than that with a kala. Even though she's not noeva chasuda, a person has to say something nice to the kala. Even though she might not be yafe, you go further than that with a kala because you're dealing with shalom bayis issues here.
Yeah.
So you have to know how to deal with chesed. It's a sheker. It's not a sheker. It's a sheker if you turn around and say what the kala is. I mean, that's creating a pilzer. That's creating aggravation. You have to know how to temper a midah. So what we learn in the midah of chesed avon is to know how to balance off a midah. With certain people act a certain way and then other people act a different way. And that's the difference between chesed avon and emes v'yakoy. These are the two midahs. Okay.
Yeah,